Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
NBA Finals tonight. By the way,
oh, I get chills quick, here with this music.
Quick apology. Pick of the week. Honorable mention to Patchy Mix. UFC 318 is Saturday. And
yes,
the Angola native who has also got a buddy from, he was at part of the Sweet Home team. And maybe the Sweet Home wrestling team.
Yeah.
I went to school with him.
Patchy Mix, you did?
Yeah, I think so. My brother knows him. I'm a Sweet Home grad too.
So he is fighting in UFC 318, which is Saturday, and he is. Where is it here?
Prelims start at 5. Main card starts at. Oh wait. PDT. That's wrong. PDT's not Eastern time. 3 o'clock. Oh, is this because the card this week, is this right, is in, no, it's in New Jersey, isn't it? Yeah, New Jersey. Main card starts at 10. There we go. 10 o'clock Eastern time. Prelims start at 8. Apache Mix is in the main card, so you'll get him after 10.
Yes, fighting Mario Batista. Apache Mix 20-1. And so Saturday night, 10 p.m. We should find our way to UFC 318. Let's do it. UFC 316. That's why I couldn't find it right away.
Oh, okay.
UFC 316.
Right, yeah. 316, there it is.
Bantamweight, Patchy Mix. There's your pick of the week. I'm changing my answer from yelling about movie theaters showing commercials to Patchy Mix. Let's do it.
I mean, I would love a reason to care about the UFC again.
Yeah.
I loved the UFC for about 5 years, and I've just checked out for the last couple years. Nobody worth caring about. So now we got Patchy Mix, though.
I'm going to check in on what his odds are to win that fight.
You guys, minus 180.
Oh, so favored.
Yep.
Good.
He is the favorite.
Good. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, keep climbing up the... the Bantamweight Championship will be later on that night. So if he wins... You know what often happens at a card like that? If he wins, the winner of the title bout will get asked about him.
Calls him out.
Yeah. Or maybe even call him out.
Yeah, right? It'd be good. 803-0550. NBA Finals start tonight. Joining us on the Wester Hotline, friend of the show, our go-to guy for NBA chatter, Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com, as the Thunder and Pacers get going tonight. Steve, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks again for some more time today.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
So I guess like the zoom-out question is, do the Pacers have a chance? You know, we can dig into it quite a bit, but it seems like Oklahoma City here, you have a team that is a very heavy favorite. I don't exactly have numbers, Steve, on how big of a favorite they are as compared to the last 10 years of finals, but this one feels like people really expect it to go a certain way, that the Thunder just have more.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not surprised by that. I mean, they were the best team in the NBA all season. They won 68 games. They sort of flipped the switch I think, about the middle of the Denver series and started to look like that team even in the postseason. I think that early on against Denver, they were down 2-1. And during game four, it seemed like all of a sudden we saw the Thunder that had shredded most of the league all season long. So, yeah, there is that sense that they're back to what they had been, and that was dominance. And you know, the team that's already overachieved in the Pacers will have a tough time going forward. I mean, I admit I picked the Thunder to win the series in five. When you factor in, you know, my wishful thinking to get home sooner, you know, I mean, Thunder in six. You know, that said, I mean, I covered the East in the preliminary rounds. I saw these Pacers against the Knicks, and they are a better team than sort of their season as a whole. You know, it's been mentioned multiple places that if you look at records in calendar 2025, since the first of the year, the Pacers are second only to the Thunder. But even then, there's a seven-game difference. It's 18 over the course of the entire season, and that's the second biggest gap between finals participants since the 76-77 NBA-ABA merger. So, yeah, when you get teams that are you know, so separated by their success in the regular season, it does mean something, which is good for the regular season. I mean, it's 82 games, and we have to put up with it. And so it is good that some of those things we learn do apply even in June. So that said, do the Pacers have any chance? Yeah. And I would say it's bigger than the Dumb and Dumber any chance. It's an opportunity to come in here and steal a game in Oklahoma City. If they do that, then all of a sudden those – predictions of five games are going to look a little bit shaky, and it might give the Pacers, you know, a little bit of a boost and propel them to at least a longer series, if not something more spectacular.
Yeah, the Pacers, I mean, Rick Carlisle's the head coach. He's won an NBA Finals as an underdog with Dallas. Siakam's one of their best players. He's won as an underdog with Toronto. So there is that, Steve, but also, like, I guess what I'm trying to do is visualize if they do pull it off, which would be one of the biggest upsets in the finals ever, kind of what does it look like? I know they love to play fast, so maybe just kind of throw the Thunder off defensively, because that OKC defense, if you get set, feels like set play after play, that's when they could just smother you.
Well, if the whistles tilt in Indiana's favor, I mean, you know, the brands that these teams have coming in is that, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the free throw merchant, and that the Oklahoma City defense, you know, takes the approach of keep fouling, stay physical, they can't call them all. So if all of a sudden SGA is not getting to the foul line or getting rewarded with referees' calls, and his teammates are getting called for the type of things they came accustomed to do in playing defense through the first three rounds, then I think that could start to change things. For Indiana, I mean, they pretty much need to just keep doing what they've been doing, which is shooting way beyond, you know, their mean. And you look at their shooting percentages for the Pacers, it's been terrific. And, you know, just play as fast as they can against a defense that likes to be flypaper.
Yeah. Is the Thunder, the way they win, make it tougher to see a giant upset? Because, like, you know, think of the Celtics in that Knicks series. They go cold from three because they just chuck threes the whole game, and you can go cold in a single game or in a couple games that way. Whereas you just mentioned it with SGA getting to the free throw line and their mid-range game and their depth. I don't know, like, them going cold for a whole series, they're kind of, aren't they kind of built to withstand that?
Yeah, that's a really good observation. I mean, I think that's right. In this day and age where you almost get the feeling that teams will just shrug if they miss their three-pointers and lose a game. Oh, well, we didn't have the three working for us. I mean, I've covered a lot of Milwaukee in recent years. with Budenholzer and Sintz, and you know, certainly that's the vibe that the Bucks gave off on many nights, that we're going to take X number of threes, and if we make a good percentage, we have a great chance to win. And if we don't make that percentage, not our night. And you know, I think Oklahoma City, to their credit, they don't leave it up to the long ball fate the way some other teams do. I mean, even the Celtics. And so, in that sense, they probably do have more armor to weather things that don't go their way. But I think Indiana's got enough. They've got depth where they can throw players, multiple players at threats like SGA and Jalen Williams, and I think that they also can play defense without fouling. They do a pretty good job of that, so they can't get suckered into giving up too many points at the free throw line.
Talking about the NBA Finals here, for someone that's just checking in on the NBA for the championship round here, maybe isn't super plugged in during the year, Haliburton and SGA, like, do you expect it to kind of be a show from those two, like, to kind of become household names, not just in the NBA, but in sports, and kind of become stars throughout this series?
Yeah, I think there's a little, it's refreshing. There's a little bit of a reset button here, and you have, new, I don't like the term faces of the league, but you have relatively new faces that are going to get some exposure here. And both are terrific leaders within the context of their teams. It's really an opportunity for casual fans to see something a little bit different. And I think that, the whole notion that, well, it's a small market finals and that's going to lead to, poor ratings, and that means casual fans won't really get interested in this. I don't know why that gets so much life breathed into it. It's look, if I'm watching a basketball game and I like it, and I want to see tomorrow, or the next day's game, I don't care what the guy down the block is watching or not watching. I mean, it's just like, move on. And the fact that the ratings are higher or lower, it really only affects the network showing that game, right, or that series, because they're the ones that have to sell it for commercial revenue. The league has already got its money, and if they think that a seven-game series potentially between two small markets is somehow going to sink the NBA heading into the future, I mean, that's kind of silly too. I think that's just a lazy way for particularly big market media to express some displeasure because their team's not in it, or a team with which they're more familiar. The New Yorkers, they haven't gotten to the finals in a while, but at least they pay attention to the Boston Celtics, and they don't really pay attention to that team in the heartland, or both these teams in the heartland.
NBA.com senior writer Steve Ashburner joining us on the Western Hotline. You've got the Thunder in five. If there's any one player that will make that difference, is it which Haliburton shows up? I mean, I know the Pacers are kind of viewed as, the sum of their parts. Is there any – the formula for Indiana to pull off the upset?
Well, I mean, in terms of X factors, I mean, I think Indiana has a couple potential guys. Pascal Siakam, who was the MVP of the Eastern Conference bracket heading, into this series. He was a nightmare matchup for the New York Knicks. He's mobile, he's long, and he carried them for stretches offensively when Haliburton had nothing going, was missing shot after shot. He's huge. Aaron Nesmith, who, turned an ankle, which made him a real question mark against the Knicks. But, I mean, he was so good early in that series, game one, where he hit the 6 3 pointers. Now, he's known as a 3-and-D guy, but usually the emphasis is on the D. And, for him to, to post that kind of offensive burst, that's a game and potentially series changer. So I think those two guys are to me, the biggest X factors. Meanwhile, I think a lot in a day-to-day sense is going to come down to Andrew Nembhard. Now, he's a third or fourth year player that the general public might not be that familiar with, because he shares the backcourt with Tyrese Haliburton, but he'll be the guy starting out as a defender on SGA. I don't think Haliburton and SGA are going to spend much time guarding each other, because
you know, their coaches want that energy reserved for, you know, offensive, you know, plays and strategy. So Nembhard is a guy who, you know, I knew him mostly as a shot maker. And what he did against Jalen Brunson in that finale against the Knicks, six steals against New York, and really just held Brunson, you know, to a low shooting percentage whenever he was matched up with him.
The you know, legacy talk and the kind of all-time ranking stuff is usually more for, like, the debate shouty shows, but I did want to throw one at you, Steve, on the Thunder are one of four teams ever to have 80 wins going into the finals, and the three teams are, like, all-time teams. It's two Jordan Bulls teams, and it's the 16 Warriors who won 73. If they do kind of cruise here in the finals, should they get credit as not, you know, I don't know, one all-time team, but maybe all-time season that the league has seen?
Yeah, maybe if you parse it that way and make it a season, I would be okay with it. You know, you've got to factor in whenever you come up with these sort of, not you particularly, but whenever these sort of stats are thrown out there. You know, for a number of years in the NBA, they played a best of five in the first round. So you didn't have a chance to win four. You had to go home after you won three, or continue on after you won three.
Right.
And, you know, so you're a little handicapped that way. So these all-time type things, when you change the structure, it becomes a little bit misleading. You know, but that said, I mean, you're right. The Warriors that started out with 73 regular season wins and did everything except win the title by going to seven games against Cleveland, you know, that's a great season. The Bulls, you know, when they won 72 and then had that five-game first round and then kept winning, you know, that's a great season as well. Yeah, I wouldn't get into the team sense of it, though, until I see this team, you know, back in the finals again and backing up, you know, 2-3 in a row or 3-4 years, something like that, to get into evaluating the Thunder and their place in history among, you know, all-time teams. But for seasons, you know, sure.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. Steve, thanks so much, and enjoy the finals.
Yeah, you're welcome. Looking forward to it.
Wishing you a quick series.
No, that's not fair. That's selfish on my part. I realize it, but it's been a long year. But, yeah. You know, I would look, if I thought Indiana was going to win the series and need six or seven games, I would say it. I just it happens that the my assessment aligns with my desire to get out of my suitcase.
Very good. Thanks, Steve.
You got it.
Game one tonight from OKC.
I do hope we get a close series because it's my favorite. I think it is my favorite. It's one of my favorite sports events of the year.
The NBA Finals.
I love the NBA Finals. It is. The Warriors Cavs definitely did this for me, nice. And like nothing will ever reach that, and I'm spoiled because of that. But I don't know how this will hit me, because when I think back of the Spurs Heat battles and the Celtics and the Lakers, my Celtics Lakers, so you know, Kobe against, you know, Pierce and Garnett, not, you know, Magic Bird. I love watching those clips back. The Allen, I hated the Heat then, but I watched a Mike Breen compilation where he's calling Ray Allen tying the game against the bang. Spurs, bang, with 6 seconds left to tie it. And like, those are all-time sports moments. I hope this lives up to it, because going in, right, the brands aren't there, the stars aren't huge yet, but that doesn't mean they can't become that.
803-0550. Quick note on the world of fantasy football. So yesterday, if you watch, Owen's been, you know, during breaks, Owen will show Rewind and have us talk and have segments. Yesterday, Joe's shirt. Was it yesterday you wore the Scott Fishbowl shirt?
Yes. Yeah.
So for anyone that doesn't know, Scott Fishbowl is a fantasy football, like a global league.
Yes.
Anybody can join. You just get in a Scott Fishbowl draft.
Yep.
And you draft, and it raises money for charity, and there's blah, blah, blah. Like,
yep.
It's best ball, right?
Fantasy Cares is where it goes to, which is like a lot of buying toys for kids that usually don't get them like Christmas time.
All right. You find a draft, you make a draft, and you're a part of the fantasy community, and it's well known.
Yeah.
And every year, the rules change.
So that's another part of it.
They like to add a new wrinkle every year.
Yeah, what are we going to do this year? Tight ends get an extra this. And
Last year, kickers could be flex players.
Kickers could be flexes.
You could use a kicker as a flex player. Like, there was always weird. Like, just every year, there's something different. Yeah.
Yes. So this year, I'm not in this league. I've never been in this league. I probably won't ever be in this league. Not that I'm against it. I probably should. Why not? However, the rules are out for this year. Joe knows what I'm going to say because I already told him in one of the breaks. And this year's wrinkle for the Scott Fish Bowl is, it appears to be, IDP. And Joe's devastated. IDP means defensive players get stats.
Yep. Yep. You get a defensive player.
Assisted tackles. And that makes Travis Hunter the number one player in the league. Number two.
That's a good question.
Everybody's going to have to draft him.
There's going to need to be a decision made about if you're playing him in your wide receiver spot.
Do you get tackle stats?
Do you get tackle stats? Do you get interception stats? Do you get fumble stats? Do you get all of that on top of it? Because if you do, that makes him much more valuable. I think that could be overstated because we don't know how much he'll play on defense, but I'm just not an IDP guy.
IDP, and I can firmly say that I never will.
I've played it once, and maybe it was the way that this league I was in went about it. So basically, for a sack you get 6 points. So it's the same as a touchdown. The same as a rushing touchdown or a receiving touchdown. A tackle is 2 points. So think of that, man. Like a linebacker on a bad team is getting 12 tackles in a certain game and getting 24 points.
Not interested.
Assisted tackle is a point. Blocked kick is 3 points. Blocked kick's more impressive than a sack. I feel like it should be like 10. Tackle for loss is an extra point. A safety is 6. Force fumble, 3. Interception is 6. And you add all this up and you draft, you know, Terrell Bernard. Would probably be that's the part that I hate. Like, it's figuring out, all right, do I draft Terrell Bernard or Marvin Harrison Jr.? Who goes first? Who should go first? And that could just be me not doing it before. And maybe there are people that are used to it where it's like, it's not as hard as you think. It's not my thing. And I have no idea how I'm going to approach it. I probably just wait to the end and draft, you know. Dorian Williams. He won't play enough. That's a bad example.
Who knows?
Taylor Rapp.
Yeah.
I don't even know. How many linebackers in the league can you name?
It depends. Is it like could you linebacker name, edge?
No. Like linebackers. Like guys that would get you tackles. Although I guess you're saying the sack numbers are there too. Yep. Let's say you just went for the tackles. Because you get 2 points for a tackle. It's a pretty good path to a lot of points.
Yep.
How many linebackers are in your head right now? Do you know 10 linebackers in the league? I probably would know more than that, I think.
Who's the first name that comes to mind?
That isn't a Bill?
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner. He's still playing, right?
Fred Warner.
Washington. Fred Warner. Dre Greenlaw.
Why are we doing all 49ers?
I don't know.
It was Wagner there for a year.
N'Kobe Dean.
I was going to say N'Kobe Dean.
The shorter one for the Eagles.
Yeah.
We're probably missing, though, like three of the best five linebackers in the league, I'm sure.
Peter Boulware.
Who's that?
He played a while ago.
Yeah. The Lions. Who's a Lion? Name a Detroit Lions linebacker.
The guy they drafted, Jack Campbell.
Okay, there you go. That's a good one.
Lavonte David.
Okay. Good. Who's the Jets have a guy?
Brian Urlacher.
Patrick Queen. Roquan Smith.
Yeah, no interest.
All right, maybe I can get there. But I don't know where to draft these guys versus each other.
Have a good time with it.
I'll just look up a ranking.
803-0550. We also have a fantasy draft this weekend. You and I are not attending.
We're not attending because we have no picks.
I have a first or second round pick.
I don't have a first, second, or third round pick.
Yeah, I've got T-ball to do, too. T-ball coaching tonight. I think the coach is going to be making my coaching day. Well, I'll be coaching tonight, but I don't think I have to be the head coach tonight. I think the coach is going to be there. So reports of me having my first ever T-ball game coached. I think I'll be staying in the assistant's chair, which is like, you know,
not much different.
You got to learn on the job. You got to go through.
I'm getting those mental reps.
You should bring a red flag so you could challenge something if you need to.
Right. Let's review it.
Yes.
Let's review it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You can't put a number on it. He's invaluable. So many good things. Clutch, face-offs, you name it, he does it. Doesn't get enough respect or credit for his defensive abilities. He's dug in. There's not many better, maybe nobody better.
McDavid on Draisaitl. Game two is
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. 2 days in between on travel days.
Yep. Whereas the NBA is just doing 2 days on between every day.
Every day, okay.
Yeah. There's a story out of Kansas City that I guess the Chiefs might be staying in Missouri now because they've been flirting with Kansas, moving from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas. So that story about them leaving Arrowhead, I guess, might not be happening now. $1.5 billion now are being dedicated to the Chiefs and the Royals to stop them from leaving. So you will get more games at Arrowhead Stadium in the future.
Exciting. The story I thought you were going to mention out of Kansas City is this. I saw from special teams coach Dave Taub said to Chiefs Wire about Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Punt returns. He said, if you remember Worthy, you know, he was going to be our guy, punt returns. He planned on being our guy until Rashi Rice got hurt, and that changed everything for that dynamic. He ended up being the number one last year, so we couldn't afford to have him back there. I say he's the best punt returner nobody knows about right now in the league, and that's Worthy, so hopefully we get him back there too. A little Let's Get Stupid?
Sure.
Worthy and Coleman, let's have him return punts. Coleman did it. He did it in college. He was good at it, right?
He was, I think, very good at it.
can I get him returning punts? Is that not possible?
Isn't he going to already be playing so much?
What percentage of snaps?
He's going to play 80% this year.
How many punt returns are there in a game?
Three? Yeah, not many.
Who led the league in returns per game? You know? Punt return stats.
You don't think it was more than...
I know you got to practice.
Like 40?
I know you got to practice. Leading the league in punt returns. All right, ready?
Yep.
Returns. The league leader in returned punts had returned 33. A game?
Yeah.
Xavier Gibson, 33 punt returns. Brandon Codrington had 27 last year.
That's returns. That's not the fair catches, though.
Right.
You got to go out there for fair catches.
You don't even break a sweat.
That's a job. I mean, that is pressure. You gotta know when to do it, or if someone's gonna drill you anyway, or make sure you catch it. It's nervous.
Is it bad for Worthy's fantasy stock if they're talking about making him a punt returner?
No, it's fine. And no, it's bad for his fantasy stock that Rashee Rice is back, and they both play this. They kind of play the same role.
Yeah, a little bit.
Someone's gonna play a different role. You're also trying to take a job away from our guy Brandon Codrington. Love Brandon Codrington.
How'd he do last year?
He did great, didn't he?
Yeah, I suppose.
Felt like every time he had a return, it was good.
He finished on the season punt return average last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some guys had like an average of 24. Parker Washington did that.
He was 11.6.
Yeah, for guys that returned it a bunch, he was pretty high. It was with 25 or more returns. It was Mims, Marcus Jones, Khalif Raymond. And then Codrington, fourth. So fourth among guys that had 25 returns.
And if I'm correct in this, I don't think he lost any fumbles last year.
All right.
I think that's true. I don't remember him gaffing a punt anywhere.
The Ravens have signed Rashad Bateman to a contract extension.
How much?
$36 million. 3 years, 36.
Okay, so 12 a year.
Middle class receiver
that's
money.
That's a mid-range receiver number.
That's Shakir money, right? Would Shakir get 12?
Yeah. We've talked about the Bills doing that and how no one had really done that for a while. Are teams joining them in starting to give those contracts out? Like the middle-tier receiver contracts that didn't really exist for a while and now they're maybe popping up?
Shakir's was 4 up to 60.
Yeah. But
that was the bigger deal. That was the press on it. You know, how much is actually guaranteed at sign? Like, you got to kind of sift through that. Yeah, the middle tier receiver contract.
Like, if Bateman's at $12 million a year, there are right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 receivers that make between $10 and $15 million
a year. That's only 8. And the Bills have 3 of them?
The Bills have 2 of them.
Okay.
Samuel falls underneath that.
Okay, just underneath.
Right.
If you include Samuel up, the Bills have 3 of them, and Palmer, Shakir, and...
Right, and you're Samuel. Okay, so if you bump it down to $8 million, from $8 million to $15 million, you're only adding 2.
Okay.
So 10, you're 10 guys.
So 10 receivers in the entire NFL make between 8 and 15, and the Bills have 3 of them.
I'm not counting Neighbors, by the way, because he's a rookie contract. Or not Neighbors, Harrison Jr. Right. Neighbors just blow it.
Because he went so high.
Yeah, Curtis from $8 million up, Curtis Samuel, Adam Thielen... Those are the only two between 8 and 10. And then at 10, Tutu Atwell, Diami Brown, Josh Palmer, Jacoby Myers, Darius Slayton, Darnell Mooney, Khalil Shakir, Cortland Sutton. End of list.
Yeah.
Everybody else is higher than that.
That's good money for Mooney. I like Mooney a lot.
Yeah. But all those guys are... See, like, that list, I like... Shakir makes the most out of those guys by just a little bit. Him and Sutton are the same.
Yep.
You know, those are fine players, but nobody in there is like, oh, I wish I had Diami Brown.
Well,
we talked about him a little bit this summer, but like, I'm not losing sleep that the Bills didn't get Diami Brown.
No, not at all. And then again, like the sexy headline point about all of our receiver argument is. Some sort of twisted conversation about do you need a number one, when really what the conversation was, you can save so much money.
Yeah.
Because look how much these guys are for middle class receivers to be getting like between 10 and 15 million.
You can draft a guy, and he won't make that in 5 years.
Is it better than having like a non-elite number one?
What's that?
Is it better than having like a non-elite number one?
Depends.
Like, is it a better idea to have one of these guys that makes like 10, 12 million rather than Calvin Ridley makes 23 million or Michael Pittman makes $23 million or DJ Moore makes 27?
Right.
T. Higgins, 28. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are all really good, and Higgins isn't, but the rest of those guys, like, those are number one wide receivers, but they're also not elite guys.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably better. Here's what I would say. You could just, well, do I want, here's my answer, okay. Two guys that make 14 or one guy that makes 24 and a draft pick?
Right, like would you rather have Shakir and Palmer or would you rather have Michael Pittman?
And a draft pick.
And, right, and a rookie salary.
And a rookie.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is, when you know, if Samuel doesn't work out for the Bills and they move on after 2 years, that's dead cap. And that's, you know, that's that that. And if you the Michael Pittman and the draft pick, and the draft pick doesn't work out, there's no dead cap. Like you don't have term you have to respect. Right. You get more flexibility. You get surplus value on the receiver pick. This is true of any position. Make it defensive end. Make it anything. It's why teams love their draft picks. It's why, you know, the Bills have a bunch of these defensive end draft picks. You might like this better than three middle class defensive ends.
Yeah.
Bosa got paid, Rousseau got paid, but Bosa's not huge money. That's kind of like this receiver money.
Right.
And they draft Landon Jackson, and you know, they'll keep drafting edges because so there's a couple positions where it makes sense to just
right, like
I would almost say that too many middle class contracts is not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to be afraid of paying great players, and I don't think the Bills are afraid of paying great players, but like if Shakir had really leaned on them for $23 million, I don't think they'd pay him.
Right.
That's really a big part of this. Had he played out this year, Shakir, and he really went in for everything he could get,
mm-hmm.
you know, they probably have a value there to say like, well, you know, could we replace him?
Yeah.
There are people that think that Elijah Moore is going to step in and put up really big numbers. He was on the street for 5.
Yeah.
So. It's all in the mix. It's all part of the nuanced conversation about receiver.
You know, you're really right about that edge position you just kind of mentioned in passing there. How, man, what Bosa makes really is nothing for that position. Like, it's almost less middle of the road than the receiver money is. Like, how many Bills fans would even know the guys? Like, would you know how many Bills fans know who Carl Granderson is? He's an edge rusher for the Saints. He makes the same amount of money as Joey Bosa does. How many would know who Jonathan Cooper is? He makes more than Joey Bosa playing the same position.
Yeah.
Eric Armstead, now you're starting to get into a little bit more of the well-known guys. But Malcolm Kuntz, like, Bosa's making not even second-tier money for that position. It's closer to third or fourth tier.
Yeah.
It's really not a lot.
803-0550. NBA Finals start tonight. Edmonton up 1-0 in that series. OTA's final day for the Bills is today. And then mandatory minicamp next week. The James Cook watch will be on. See what he has to say about any of it. And if he is, in fact,
if he's there.
In town, right. If he's there, if he's holding in, I anticipate he'll be there. That's what I would say. He'll be there and he'll work out, would be my guess. Same?
Work out or he'll practice?
Both. Like, he'll just be there. He'll say...
You want to make a bet?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be there.
You think he'll not show up?
I don't think he's showing up. For how he's talked this offseason, he's not going to skip a single mandatory thing. No, I don't think he'll be there.
Okay.
You want to bet it?
Sure.
All right, let's bet it.
All right.
I'll put it on the bet board. We have a spot at the top.
$5.
All right.
James Cook will be present at mandatory minicamp.
What if he does the Diggs thing where he goes, meets with them, and then leaves? Who gets who wins?
I win. He showed up, and they told him to go home?
Oh, it's going to be it's going to feel like a cheap win, though.
Bring in Gene Steratore. If he shows up and they send him home, that's a win for me saying he'll be there.
I think he's got to put the uniform on.
He got 2 feet firmly on the premises. Both feet were in.
What if he shows up to the facilities and spray paint graffiti's $15 million on the wall? Who wins then? I think I should win. on the outside of the field house, he just spray paints $15 million. I win that.
Here's how I win that. In the paper, it would say, James Cook sprays on the outside of the wall at Bill's mandatory minicamp. Win. All right, Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Extendo Sports. Sal Capaccio's on the phone, on the line from Rochester, did you say, Evan? He's in Sal?
Yeah, I am at the lovely Fan Rochester Studios today, guys. How are you?
Oh, what's going on in Roch?
Well, I have some business out here that I had to take care of this afternoon, so I figured, you know what? Why don't we make a day out of it out here in Rochester? Figured I'd drop by our... Have you guys been to this building? It's amazing. It's fabulous out here. The Fan Studios downtown Rochester.
Yes, have a couple times by... Is it High Street or something like that?
Commercial. Commercial Street.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. It's an old brick building, warehouse. The studios are out here. There's several different radio stations here, like we have in Buffalo as well in our Amherst studios. But took the drive out this morning. Nice drive, and got me prepared for making that drive for training camp today. So we'll talk about maybe what's going to be happening at training camp here with some camp battles coming up. Gene Battaglia from the Sports Bar is going to join me today at 11. I'll have Alex Brasky from Batavia and Bill's Digest at 11, and then Alexa Ross from Indianapolis on the Pacers and the NBA Finals. But yeah, out here in Rochester today.
Very nice. I'll see you on the golf course tomorrow.
Yes, for sure. We should, I think we'll be competitive. I'm expecting us to be in the mix, Jeremy.
I know, we're in the Bills Media Golf Tournament scramble. Sal, yesterday, Joe and Owen and I played Oakmont on the simulator. We got a taste of next week's U.S. Open
and
venue. Even on a simulator where you know, there were no trees on this course, basically. It's wide open. It was tough.
It was tough.
It was a tough course. You didn't even have rough to hit out of in the same way.
There was a 600-yard par 5 that Sal, I think took 40 minutes for us to complete.
It was tough. It was fun. So we got a good look at Oakmont and the church pew bunkers. You're going to see those next week. So, you know, always good to get a look at the course. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. Sal is on the way. And stay tuned for that here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.